Hey everyone, it's Andres off the record, and in this one I want to basically give you some of the analysis of the aftermath of Super Tuesday, because Biden did come on top of the delegates compared to the what was presumed to be the one running away with the nomination, and that was Bernie Sanders. But what ended up happening was a Democrat establishment basically banding together to find a way to sabotage Bernie yet again, because in 2016 when he was running and it looked like he might have a shot at it versus Hillary Clinton, there was this joke that keep an eye out for Bernie Sanders because he might get suicided or something to that effect, because Clinton hit job. So that's just classic stuff. But this time it looked like he was going to be unchallenged because there was nobody else that was going to be able to go against him. But something incredible happened. The weekend before Super Tuesday, we had Pete Buttigieg. He dropped out on Sunday, I think it was, and endorsed Joe Biden. Amy Klobuchar, senator, she dropped out, also endorsed Joe Biden. And also Beto O'Rourke, disgraced former presidential candidate who lost a Senate bid against Ted Cruz and also lost this very presidential race. He endorsed Joe Biden. And all that momentum to say that Joe got a big old boost because there wasn't going to be anybody else to take the delegates away from him. So he was going to have a boost compared to Bernie Sanders. And it worked. It worked. And what's her face? Pocahontas, what's her name? Elizabeth Warren. She remained in the race. And without a doubt, she took away votes from Bernie Sanders. Otherwise, he could have won Massachusetts and others. So that's it. You can't make this stuff up. This is hilarious. So Joe comes on top, and there's this left-wing crazy news outlet, so-called, on YouTube. They're funded by YouTube. They're funded by Al Jazeera. They're funded by millionaires. And somehow, some way, they still ask for members and subscribers to support them annually for some reason, because they don't have enough money, whatever. But anyway, the point is that the Young Turks, as it is, their founder and owner and the main guy, Cenk Uygur, I think I pronounced his name right, he had a meltdown for the ages. Roll the tape.
Cannot let Biden win. Guys, not just on progressives versus establishment. This is so important. I need you to understand this. Biden is not going to beat Trump. Biden is either near senile or actually senile. Watch any of the tapes. And Biden lies nonstop. He's going to get caught. He's okay. The media is covering for him, but they're not going to be able to cover when the Republicans come for him. And when Trump comes for him, he's not going to beat Trump. The establishment candidate is less likely to beat Trump. Anyway, we just had 2016. The establishment candidate lost to a doofus like Trump. And now here we go, an establishment candidate that is far worse with his mental faculties under question. His record worse than Hillary Clinton's. He lies 1,000 times more than Hillary Clinton did, right? And you're gonna run that guy against Trump, and we're gonna lose to Trump again and maybe lose our democracy? Hell no, hell no. No, Bernie Sanders is gonna win this race. And I'm telling you right now, and it's not just, hey, let's go fight, it's also a prediction. Biden is not capable of winning this, and we're not doing any brokered convention where they give it to someone who didn't get less votes. Not going to happen. Bernie Sanders is going to be the nominee. I'm telling you right now. Yes.
Okay. If you want to see some of the best YouTube there's ever been, you need to see their election meltdown when Trump was elected 2016. It is TV gold. It's just the look on the sheer jubilation turned into sheer terror as the night progressed. It's just nothing short of amazing. It's definitely worth a watch. So this is something akin to that. But the reason I'm highlighting this, because I wanted to expose something here, the analysis here, is that I want you to take this guy's meltdown. This guy is a big Bernie Sanders supporter. They anti-Trump all the way. He says, Cenk says, that Trump winning re-election could also mean the end of our democracy. Do you have any idea who Bernie Sanders is? This is a man who's not only apologetic, but he loves murderous communist regimes. Cuba, USSR, China. He calls a nation of like Israel racist. And he hates America. Everything about America, he hates. I'm not making anything up. You guys just watch any of his videos. He'll tell you how much he hates America and the American value system and the American way. He's the antithesis of everything. And you have this guy saying that if Trump gets reelected because Joe Biden is the Democrat nominee, Trump wins and democracy's over. Why? Because you don't get communism? He's a democratic socialist. Yeah, a communist. His favorite models of government are communist nations. So I want you to really zero in, hone in on this detail. What Trump is doing now is, to them, is considered tyranny and not a democracy. But to actually have a totalitarian regime in place, like say North Korea or China or the former USSR or currently Cuba, that apparently is democracy. And we let these people define what words mean when they have absolutely no idea what words mean. They have no idea what true democracy looks like. Doesn't matter how many times Antifa shouts that as they're shutting down traffic and attacking people randomly just because they don't like him or agree with them. You know, they're the ones running around saying, this is what democracy looks like. A bunch of privileged white people running around stomping, causing civic disobedience, violence, vandalism, and assault and actual physical attacks on people just because they don't like them. That's what democracy looks like. So I just wanted to point that out, folks. These are the people that are in power in California. These are the people that want more power in the federal government. These are the people that want an overreach of government, because according to them, they want government takeover of everything. That's what democracy is to them. This is going to be an interesting election.